it seems as though about every 500 years, the church gets to rethink its understandings of the ways of God in the light of contemporary science and society. The last time was the Protestant Reformation. We seem to be currently living in one of those pivotal times, times when the old wineskins can no longer hold the new wine and things seem to fall apart. Times when we get to reformulate the way we talk about the ways of God and creation. This morning, the gospel reading follows on from last week's parable about the rich man who had far more than he needed. But instead of sharing his wealth, he built storage units for all his stuff and was happy that he had more than he needed for his retirement. But the night he got everything stored, he upped and died. So today's reading starts with the familiar idea that we shouldn't store up goods in this world, but instead build up unfailing treasure in heaven. And this is where we need to do some reformulating work. Where is heaven? And how do we build treasure in heaven? Obviously, heaven is not in the sky above the clouds. We've looked, and it's not there. 5 years ago, NASA launched a space robot called Juno, which has now arrived at its target, Jupiter, and nowhere along the way did it report that it had spotted heaven. And of course, we're not surprised, because none of us really thought heaven was up there. And yet we continue to talk and to think as if, in fact, we think it's there. Now, if heaven is not a part of this solar system, and in fact is not a place in the way that we understand geography, then where or what is it? I would suggest that we might start to think of heaven as a state of consciousness. We don't understand much about human consciousness or indeed about the consciousness of any sentient beings, but we know that there are different states. And we know from the experiences of those who have died for all practical purposes and then lived that their consciousness continued on. And we also know from quantum physics and from anecdotal evidence that human consciousness can be very powerful. So if heaven is a state of consciousness, how can we, as the gospel says, make purses for ourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys? Too often people think of the Christian faith as being about amassing brownie points in this life so that we'll be rewarded in the next. But I don't think Jesus is talking about that at all. I don't think the unfailing treasure in heaven is future-oriented. It seems to me that he's talking about a different way of thinking here and now. Instead of amassing things and keeping them for ourselves in our closets and storage units, Jesus tells us to sell them and give money away. This is the reverse of our normal thought process. We are constantly encouraged by advertising to get more, do more, have more. Even when we don't have much money, we go to yard sales. We see things that we like or that we could probably use, and we buy them. When family members die, it's hard to let go of things that we associate with them, so we add those too. And soon we have far more than we need. But Jesus tells us to sell our possessions and give alms. In other words, to live generously, to live giving instead of keeping, to reverse the normal way of doing things and instead to build heaven. Let me remind you of the teaching story about the man who visits hell. And there he sees tables piled high with gorgeous food. But the people are emaciated and starving. The only way they can eat is with chopsticks, which are longer than their arms. And so they can't get the food to their mouths. And then he visits heaven. And there he sees exactly the same thing. Tables piled high with food, chopsticks longer than people's arms. But here the people are well fed and they're talking and laughing together. And the difference is that here in heaven, their chopsticks to feed each other. Those purses that don't wear out, that unfailing treasure in heaven, is in our own minds, our own consciousness. Are we thinking first of our own comfort or of that of others? Is our attitude one of giving and forgiving, or of taking and holding grudges? Are we building the reign of God in our own hearts and minds, or are we giving in to the dominant culture? Jesus tells us to wake up and be aware. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Don't get lulled into thinking that you're doing it when actually you're not. It requires constant diligence for us to remember that heaven is a state of consciousness, and it's one which we are building now, not something that just happens miraculously after we die. Fred Astaire sang, "Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek." Heaven is dancing with God in every moment. Heaven is being filled with compassion for our own difficulties, but not dwelling on them. Heaven is choosing to respond with love and compassion to the situations and the people we meet. Heaven is living the Beatitudes, living the way Jesus showed us. It's so easy to lose consciousness, to forget that we are the children of God and that we are called to be Christ-like. It's easy to slip back into the way of the world around us. So Jesus reminds us to wake up and stay awake, to remember who we are. Because if we don't, no one else is going to. This is a huge challenge, and it's one of the reasons that we need each other. It's one of the reasons that we need faith community. Because this is a lot more than just trying to be a good person. This is practicing repentance and renewal every day. It's just not natural for us to live the life of self-sacrificing love that Jesus showed us. And every day we are going to fall short in some way. It takes constant, intentional practice. I think the Buddhists have a distinct advantage over most of us with their focus on practice. We too get to practice. We get to practice praising and worshiping God and loving our neighbor as ourselves. We get to practice humility and a deep attitude of respect for all life. And we get to do that as a community as well. The ancient mothers and fathers of the desert taught, our life and our death is with our neighbor. We might say, the kingdom of heaven is with our neighbor. We create heaven together as we learn to live in mutual respect and compassion, seeing and honoring Christ in one another. We create heaven as we develop a new consciousness, one in which we see with God's eyes and we see with love. The writer and teacher Marianne Williamson tells of how she was judging someone in her mind and complaining about him when she heard God say, "Funny, I really like him." Heaven is created every time we behave with the consciousness that God loves each one of us with the same tenderness. So we can let go of our own judgments and choose to see one another and treat one another with the love and respect due to God's beloved. And that is building heaven. I'm going to finish with the words of a song by Jamie O'Hara that you've probably heard Dolly Parton and Emmylou Harris sing. And when we're walking together in glory, hand in hand through eternity, it's the love that will be remembered, not wealth, not poverty. And when we're gone, long gone, the only thing that will have mattered is the love that we've shared and the way that we've cared when we're long, long gone.